Now, it's Easter week. Teachers' conferences are taking place this week virtually. They didn't take place at all last year. The main issue is expected to be the decision by government to change how the vaccination programme is delivered from one based on a job to one based on your age instead. Emma O'Kelly is our education correspondent. Emma, what's likely to happen at the conferences regarding this issue?
Well, you're right, Gavin. This is definitely the issue that will dominate all three of the teachers' conferences. Last week's decision was a complete bombshell for teachers, and they're furious that what they regard as a promise made to them, that they would be prioritised, along with other workers, such as Gardaí, for instance, that they would be in the top 30% of people to be vaccinated. That promise taken from them, as they see it, and they really see that as a rug pulled from under them. So there will be emergency motions going to all three teacher unions on this issue. The wording is not as yet decided, but possibly those motions will call for ballots for industrial action. Also, it's possible that the three teacher unions will present a joint motion for their membership to discuss. But again, that is not certain because there are procedural matters. But certainly there is a preference among the leadership of the unions that I've been speaking to this morning for a joint motion. It looks like Wednesday will be the day where such debate will take place, because the minister is due to address the conferences, the INTO tomorrow, the TUI on Wednesday morning. So obviously what she says will be absolutely key to the shape of any motion that comes.
I could have asked you this question any year, virtually or otherwise. What kind of reception is she likely to get?
Well, it's going to be very odd, Gavin, because there are always protests, polite or not so polite, at the conferences for the minister. It's a set piece at this stage. But this year, of course, there'll be no walking up the central aisle of a packed conference hall, no walking through crowded hotel lobbies. Norma Foley has not proved to be a popular minister, very possibly given the extraordinary circumstances under which she is working her way through, but certainly any reception she will get will not be in person. It'll be on social media, I imagine, and we'll have to wait and see. But obviously what she has to say on the key pressing issue of vaccinations will be waited for. But as somebody pointed out to me this morning, that decision is not hers to make. Obviously, that's a decision for the Taoiseach, because it was not a decision that the Department of Education arrived at in the first place.
Mute and unmute. SNA is also holding a conference this week, not just teachers then affected by these issues.
Yes, oh yes. And the SNAs are a really important group in education. They have become a force that can't be ignored on the education landscape. They flex their muscles in January. We saw that around the reopening of special schools. So they are holding a divisional education conference on the 9th, I think that's Friday of this week. That conference also has the power to pass resolutions and make decisions. I'm hearing that they don't expect any motion such as we expect to see at the teachers' conferences looking for industrial action on this issue. But certainly SNAs, and if you think of the job they do, they say there's very little difference, or no difference in some cases, between the levels of intimate care that they provide to small children and students with disabilities compared to what, say, healthcare workers would provide. And so they are certainly players in this. They feel extremely aggrieved and very vulnerable at the fact that they too have been moved down from what they regarded as a promise to them of earlier vaccination.
Emma, thank you. That's our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.